are listening to GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it is Friday, the 5th of December, 2003. We're in the third hour of this Friday edition. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. We wage war on corruption. We resist and expose tyranny. We defend to the hilt liberty. Coming up in this hour, I'm going to recap some of the top stories, get into more detail that I have not covered properly yet. Mexican troops kidnap Texas family. The feds are doing nothing. Dozens die in Russian train blast. Lawyer quits terror case after death threats, he says, from the government. American Armed Forces moving more and more towards martial law. Asia Times, LA Times, Cigar Aficionado, the newest is Asia Times. Very scary stuff here. Also, girl 6 locked in dryer for weeks at a time. And the article acts like it was the parents doing it, but it turns out it's CPS as usual. We'll talk about these monsters and what they're up to. Also, females secretly videotaped in a school restroom, and they are criminally going after the suspect, the janitor. But here's the twist. Simultaneously, I posted mainstream news articles from ABC and other places where they're putting video cameras in the girls' showers officially, and the school says there's nothing wrong with it. So they do it, and the news says, oh, it's a good idea. I had a Canadian newspaper where they're doing it all over that country last week. They say it's a good idea. But if somebody else does it, you're a pervert. You're all a bunch of perverts. This is incredible, folks. Let's go to Joel in Illinois, then Spencer and Mark and Jeremy and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Joel.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Good to talk to you. I've listened to you for quite a while, and I'll be honest with you. When I first started listening to your program, I thought you were nuts. But I apologize for saying that.
Well, the Alex Jones of 8 years ago would have heard this show, I'd have thought he was nuts. But but the Alex Jones of today just goes off the facts.
That's it. And I'll be very brief. I've heard you talk about the war in Iraq and the UN and how it's supposed to boost the UN. I've got the December issue of the New American here. I'm a member of the John Birch Society. And page 5... it's an article saying how he stated himself that the Iraq war saved the UN. So if anybody doubts what you're saying,
I said before the war, we're going to go in, we're going to do oppressive things, we're going to pull out, the UN will come in, take the restrictions off, and be the savior. This all makes the EU and the UN look good.
Yep.
People keep going, Bush is fighting the UN. No, he's increasing their funding, signing on to UNESCO, empowering them. They said either you accept us occupying you Iraq totally and another 12 years of sanctions, so 24 years of sanctions what they wanted. They said, yeah, it'll probably last another 12 years or so, and hundreds of thousands, you know, dead and dying from the depleted uranium and lack of medicine and stuff. They said either you accept that or the bad cop America comes and gets you. It's all good cop, bad cop. So you're telling me McManus finally figured this out?
Yeah.
Doesn't have the skills of Mr. Welch at projecting the lines.
Welch
would have seen this long before I did. Go ahead.
The other thing is that it's really amazing the way they made it appear like Bush was against the UN when this whole thing started. I'm very impressed looking back at that now, how skilled they were in making that appear to be so.
Well, it's to fool the majority that are good conservatives, but are led by the Judas Goat neocons.
Okay, thanks a lot, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Hey, thank you, Joel. And I don't take the Free American. They used to send me a free copy. I need to call back and get that. Send me those articles. We shall return and talk to Spencer, Mark, Jeremy, Duke, Leto, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. If you disagree with me, give me a call. If you got a question, a comment, Whatever you want to talk about, we can handle it. We'll be right back.
I really needed to lose weight. I was tired, lethargic. So far, using the collagenate, I've lost 46 pounds.
46 pounds with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Bernadine, tell me about those inches.
Inches off of my chest, my waist, my hips, my thighs. I was at about a 20, pushing into a size 22. I'm down to a size 14. People have been telling me I look younger. I've lost 46 pounds with collagenate. It's just one of the best investments I've ever made.
I am so glad that Bernadine took my advice to lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. That was Bernadine's personal experience, and it can be yours next. What are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Call now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. THIN.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, 8 minutes, 34 seconds into the third hour. We're about to go straight back to your calls. If you just joined us for the first time, you're wondering what this show is about. It's about getting past the rhetoric and getting down to the actions of the politicos, and then looking at the systems of power that surround us both historically and in a contemporary fashion. I got into politics 10 years ago, volunteered for the Republican Party, found out very quickly that it was socialism light, that it was basically the arm of the Democratic Party, that the Republican Party could get more evil through on the people because conservatives simply look at the R before their names. Bush has given supercomputers to communist China, pushing for blanket open borders and amnesty. He wants to expand unconstitutional trade deals that destroy our sovereignty. He has signed on to UNESCO, one of the most vicious, out-of-control UN social engineering systems. He has increased the funding for the Department of Education, the Department of Transportation, almost every other federal department. His Patriot Act 1 and 2, I've read them, are totally un-American, and it just complements stuff that Bill Clinton got passed with the Omnibus Crime Bill terrorism package in 96. George W. Bush signed campaign finance reform that restricts the First Amendment 60 days before an election that Democrats hailed. George W. Bush, my friends, has protected Bill Clinton and viciously blocked Dan Burton's Pardon Gate Committee. Donald Rumsfeld is on the board of the company that gave nuclear reactors to North Korea. Bush took all the controls off the supercomputers to China and has been giving them incredibly powerful weapons by giving Tinker Toy type stuff to Taiwan. George W. Bush is big government on steroids. Is Bill Clinton at light speed with a cloaking device? He's more dangerous, but understand he's just a puppet. Bush says he'll re-sign the assault weapons ban with an added 45 different types of firearms banned and over 200 subgroupings. George W. Bush has the new Lady of Peace Act strengthening the NICS program bill that he says he will sign that will put the Total Information Awareness Network that never got canceled over gun owners. That's the Associated Press and the Bush White House press releases. They're proud of it. So don't call here telling me I'm a liberal because I'm against George Bush. You people, if you love this country, you better wake up to what's really going on. Now, if you're a neocon out there and you don't know what real conservatism is, you better go read what Congressman Ron Paul said on July 10th in a 47-minute speech he gave before the Congress titled Neocon. That is on the News and Focus section of Infowars.com. You can go read the text of it there. And in that speech, he laid out how the Trotsky Communist Fourth International controls Mr. Crystal and the neocon movement. The Toronto Star has reported that the ghost of Trotsky, quote, walks the White House halls. But it's so incredible, conservatives can't believe it when the most conservative member of Congress gives a 40-plus-minute speech exposing it and exposing how Bush and his cronies in the PNAC documents talked about how they needed a 9/11 attack to get us behind giving up our liberties and a war to get oil. So don't sit there and point at the UN who was against the war and go, oh, well, Bush is against the UN. He's a conservative. That thing was good cop, bad cop theater from the start before the war. They'd already said the UN would come in as the savior after we did the dirty work for our European owners. That's all that happened. I've been saying it for a full year before we went to war with Iraq, and that's exactly what they've now done. Romano, Prodi, and the rest of them have said that Bush says they're handing it over to NATO and the UN. So again, folks, if you disagree with me, if you like what's happening, if you think it's liberal that I'm pro-gun or pro-border, and you think Stalin is conservative, you got your head in the ground, you got your head screwed on crooked, but I'll be polite to you. I want to hear why I'm wrong. 1-800-259-9231. You know, little radio station screen calls. We don't do it here. You understand this, folks? And I have done over 1,300, I've done a couple today already, radio interviews on talk stations across this land, from L.A. to New York, and on average, one caller out of 30 will call in and disagree with me. On my own show, 100 times bigger than what it was 8 years ago when I was on one station here in Austin, I could load the phones with people disagreeing. But so much has come out, so many people have woken up, we've got such a track record of being accurate, because we read globalist policy reports and then decipher the news with those, that almost no one calls here to disagree. And I'm a lot nicer than I used to be with people who disagree. So don't be afraid. 1-800-259-9231. I guess Spencer in Ohio is up next, and then we'll go to Jerry in Pennsylvania and others that are holding. Go ahead, Spencer. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Wanted to remind you that Nellie Connelly had a book out about her surviving the motorcade.
That's a bunch of propaganda.
Yeah, I figured it was. And I wanted to remind you about Thomas Dodd's anti-gun bill that was right after the JFK assassination, because Oswald had been to a shrink.
And Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership has Senator Dodd's letter to the Library of Congress, and I've gotten a copy from the Library of Congress myself of this. I wanted to confirm it 3 years ago. And in the letter, he told Library of Congress, I want the 68 Gun Control Act. I want to write it from a German law. When he was on the Nuremberg board, he was a prosecutor. He said, I want that Nazi gun law. He translated the whole thing, changed two words, and that's the 68 Gun Control Act that Bush now wants to expand. Go ahead.
That's right. And, you know, the other day I was on a radio FM talk show, and I just suggested to them to read the L. Fletcher Prouty book about the JFK assassination, where he states there's enough evidence for a murder trial, because there's a picture here of the tramps being escorted in front of the Texas School Book Depository, and he says that actors were involved in the assassination. And I was wondering if Jack Valenti knew anything about that.
All right. Thanks for the call, Spencer.
Yeah.
I've already had LBJ's late widow on the show 4 years ago. She's dead now. It's an admitted widow. She was at the meeting where the head of the FBI and the mob and the CIA were there and said, we're going to kill Kennedy tomorrow. I've had LBJ's lawyer on, Barr McClellan, whose son's the White House press secretary. He was LBJ's private lawyer. He has firsthand evidence of them bragging about killing him. And, I mean, there's no debating it. They murdered JFK. Let's talk to Jerry in Pennsylvania. Jerry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What? Yeah, am I on?
Yes, you are.
Okay, I would implore you and everyone else out there that go get yourself a copy of the December 8th issue of Shotgun News. All right, now, I just got mine yesterday, but right now it's being replaced on a newsstand with a latest edition, but you may still be able to get this. It's an article in here by Clayton Kramer. It says, extremism in defense of liberty does not win in court. And the thrust of the article is more or less that it's people like you and I that are the reason why we're losing our rights. You know, the hardcore constitutionalists and extremists.
Oh, we've got a compromise.
Right. And in it, he takes a swipe at Angel Shamira, and it's basically a puff piece in favor of Steve Halbrook. And he states that registration does not infringe on the right to keep and bear arms. Registration.
All right, let me stop you, and I'll hold you over if need be. Let's give folks some background and context, or this will fall on deaf ears with some. Look, two months ago, the NRA got caught in a federal lawsuit arguing that they are for total weapons registration. They are not for unregistered firearm ownership, period, that guns should only be owned inside the home. Now, those are quotes, folks, okay? Then a big conservative think tank, and I had the articles here in front of me months ago, was it the...
Cato Institute?
Cato Institute said we were trying to have a pro-gun lawsuit, and the NRA went inside and blew it up from the inside. Other groups came forward. This is what the NRA does. They're loyal opposition, just like Bush. They're supporting the new assault weapons ban, folks. Won't even tell their members about it. And so Angel Shamaya and Larry Pratt, who's got the book... by his group, A Confrontational Politics, Only Way to Do It, they're all being attacked by the NRA. And you're telling me Shotgun News has an article defending that NRA lawyer that says we should all have to register our guns?
Yes.
Unbelievable!
December 8th issue. Get it.
Email it to me. Somebody fax it.
Okay. Thank you.
Who was this idiot who wrote the article?
Clayton Kramer. Let me just take a sidestep here. There are a lot of researchers and a lot of historians who've done research and who've done books on the right to keep and bear arms. Steve Holbrook, for example, this fellow here, Clayton Kramer, John Lott, Don Cates, etc. A lot of us are under the impression that these people are hardcore constitutionalists. Many of them are not. They'll take a hard position when it comes to something that happened in the past, in the 18th century. When it comes to the here and now, they're willing to compromise.
Sir, we've had the NRA try to block us defeating gun bills in Texas and attack us more viciously in the Dallas Morning News. We did defeat the bills, despite what you tried. in the Dallas Morning News. You don't have to tell me, and I'm glad you did tell the audience, though, Jerry.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, just for everybody, try to get this issue, December 8th, Shocking News.
Tell me more of what this person said. Was there more? He attacked Angel Shamaya? Oh, by the way, the Supreme Court decided not to hear the case that they brought. Did you know about that?
Yeah.
Tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about it when we get back. We'll talk to other callers. Bunch of other news coming up, too.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
All right, I'm going to take five more calls and then cover news. I want to do it quick because I do have to get to this stack of stuff we haven't covered yet. And a recap of Mexican troops kidnapping U.S. citizens coming across the border. The Fed's doing absolutely nothing. But again, Bush just thinks it's a wonderful thing, so the Democrats. We were talking to Jerry in Pennsylvania, this shotgun news story. You're telling me they defend the NRA lawyer saying that gun registration is not a restriction or a violation of the First Amendment. You've got to be kidding me. Are you telling me, Jerry, that that's the case?
Yes. He says that the government may regulate a right shouldn't be any great surprise. It's about all of our rights are subject to some reasonable restrictions. He mentions Angel Shamat.
Hold on. That is an exact Handgun Control Incorporated Violence Policy Center comment that, well, we regulate cars, we regulate businesses.
Oh,
well,
bingo.
It's a reasonable licensing process. Yeah, and then with guns, they stop giving the license. The license is the Second Amendment. Go ahead.
Yeah, and he addresses...
Read that again for people.
That the government may regulate a right shouldn't be any great surprise. Just about all of our rights are subject to some reasonable restrictions. Quote, unquote.
Nobody should buy that newspaper. I'm going to get this guy on. I'm going to get him on. Clayton Kramer.
Get this article. It's quite revealing. This is why we're losing. It's because of people who promote themselves as being pro-gun. They continually use this compromise. They're dialoguing us. They're facilitating us into an area of giving up on our freedoms.
Absolutely incredible. Thank you for the call. Somebody mail me that article. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Mark in Minnesota, and then Jim, Robert, and Chris. Go ahead. You're on the air, Mark.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
I'm not doing too well hearing that from Shotgun News.
Hey, these Fox conservatives, I don't think they're going to last too much longer. People are hungry for the truth, but... Just wanted to share something that I would imagine probably not a lot of people are aware of this, but in fact, this is so horrible. Another example of the radical left-wing agenda coming from the Bush administration. His foreign policy is really centered around, advancing population control around the globe. And what is interesting, I don't know how many people recollect this, but you can see the transcript right at whitehouse.gov. Bush's State of the Union address, January of 2002, actually had in attendance a lady by the name of Seema Samar. And she's infamous because she was pretty much driven out of Afghanistan by the Taliban. She is a radical pro-abort, radical left-wing pro-abortion feminist.
Well, I mean, he sends letters to the gay marriage compound saying that the Lord blesses it and thinks it's great. He prays at Shinto shrines to demon gods. He goes to Muslim confabs. But, you know, it gets worse with all of his different activities. The British and the U.S. government's funding it have sent dozens and dozens and dozens of radical feminist groups funded to Iraq. I mean, that's just what the Iraqis need.
It's horrible. And there was Bush, giving this lady accolades, all ecstatic because she's going to liberate the women of Afghanistan by helping them to get abortions. In fact, there's a pro-life group a few months ago that they were, of course, probably not going to do much good, but they were calling on Bush to keep Iraq abortion free. But, of course, that's not going to happen. They're going to turn Iraq into a pro-abortion country.
A UN UNESCO hive.
Making the world safe for abortuaries. And
Hey, what kind of liberal are you, buddy?
I'm sorry. In fact, I'm thinking with an Al-Qaeda mindset, too.
That's it. Thanks for the call, Mark. Let's talk to Jim in Colorado. Jim, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. About the OnStar system?
Yes, on the tracking taxation grid.
Right. Out of Johnstown, Colorado, where I pick up your station, before your program, a host brought up something about the FBI being taken to task in court because by them listening in, they were interfering with the emergency process of the OnStar system so that they were told to go back to the drawing board.
The satellites are federally owned. This is documented fact. And the federal government, according to the Associated Press, is listening anytime they want over the OnStar microphone in your car or any of these satellite systems, and your cell phones can listen to you even when the battery is turned off. It's got to be off the phone. That's why Bush told the reporters on Air Force One to Iraq for the fake turkey bit to take the batteries off their phones, and the Secret Service took them. Go ahead.
Was the FBI corrected in court on this matter? to go back to the drawing board. And
I know they got in trouble for getting caught doing it, but they're not going to stop, no.
Well, what alarmed me, what really concerned me was that the matter wasn't that they were told not to listen in, but not to interfere with the emergency system. So once they go back to the drawing board, they can figure out how to bypass
the system.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
It's
not that the face scanning cameras are scanning our faces, it's that sometimes they don't work. Stay there. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever driven a car after you've been drinking and nothing happened? Well, you're lucky. Here's what you missed. Here's the first second of an alcohol-related crash. Your front bumper and grillwork collapse. Hood crumbles and smashes into the windshield. Wheels leave the ground. The car's tremendous momentum is stopped, but your body hurtles forward 20 times the force of gravity. Your legs are forced straight. Knee joints snap. You're thrown against the dashboard. Head near the sun visor. The force of gravity impales you on the steering shaft. Jagged steel punctures lung and intercostal artery. Blood spurts into your lungs. Your feet are ripped from your shoes. Head smashes into the windshield. The entire car is twisted and split. Hinges tear. Doors spring. The seat rams forward, pinning you against the steering shaft. You are now dead. Please don't wait for your luck to run out. Don't drink and drive. Use a designated driver. Brought to you by MAD. Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Michael Corbin, host of A Closer Look. Now you can hear more of A Good Thing. Beginning Monday, November 17th, we are expanding our daily program to 2 hours. A Closer Look will air Monday through Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. Mountain, 8 to 10 Eastern, right here on the Genesis Communications Network. Join me each day as we take a closer look at the issues that affect your daily lives. I take the mainstream media to task by exposing the real power behind the international elite that are working to bring this great nation to its knees. A Closer Look puts you in the driver's seat by keeping you informed. Our program, combined with other programs on this network, such as Alex Jones, strives to present a united front on the war against corruption being perpetrated by our politicians. We provide you the means to halt their assault so we can take our country back. So join me Monday through Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Mountain, 8 to 10 Eastern, right here on the Genesis Communications Network. Be there.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, we're going to take some final calls here, and then I'm going to launch straight into some of the other key news items, and then a recap of some of the top stories of this important Friday, December 5th, 2003 edition of the show. Quickly, Jim, listening to us in on local AM in Colorado, finishing up your points about OnStar. OnStar cell phones, wireless systems, digital cable. I've got all the mainstream articles. It's listening to you. They're putting cameras in the school bathrooms. This is worse than 1984. You know, in this ultimate tyranny nightmare of the last 50 years, the seminal work of what tyranny, as bad as it can get, now we've surpassed it with surveillance, but the border's wide open. Go ahead and finish up what you were saying, Jerry.
Jim?
Jim, go ahead.
That's all right. Alex, I heard a security guy say that he even has to take his battery out of his cell phone in order to travel from one place to another because they'll track him if they wanted to.
Well, I mean, again, if you read the myriad reports about they would pull up in cars, they would have White House interns, staffers, pull up, pick up reporters, and they'd say, we can't tell you where you're going. They would then, but the president wants to see you. This is the accounts, folks, in the mm-hmm. local paper here in Austin and the Washington Post, you name it. They would march him on board the aircraft. Bush walks in and says, hand over your cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And then they watch the Secret Service take the batteries off and put them in a big bag. And they said, why are you doing that? And the president said, because you can track any cell phone if the battery's still on it,
right,
even if it's off.
And the enemy could track them if they wanted to.
Well, exactly. Right. But the point is that they made this law in 96. They paid the phone companies to do it. By October 1st, 2001, it was the law set way back in 96. It had to be implemented by 2001, October 1st, and it happened. And now governors, there was a Green Bay News article, the governor goes, well, the feds are tracking and listening to people with their phones, literally using the phone as a bug, not just listening to you, but tuning in and using the microphone even when it's off to listen to you. They had to design that into it. That's how far-reaching this tyranny is. The governor of Wisconsin said, we're going to put in a big command center in every city and track everyone by their phones for their safety and, yes, occasionally tune in and listen to you.
Can I bring up one more thing real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
And I'll hang up. When I'm with my friends, supposedly fellow conservative types of people, I get the distinct impression that whenever I have a criticism or a complaint about Bush, like you said, then I automatically become, like, in league with the liberals or something.
Yeah, it's
like, what is this?
They're in this whole left-right fight. You've got to explain to them the things I hit on earlier in the hour, all the bullet points of how the rhetoric's different, but the actions are the same. Explain the good cop, bad cop system to them. They're so busy, though, associating their personal power with Bush like he's a sports hero or something that they can't get past that. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
And when he signs their assault weapons ban, I guess they're going to like that, too. You know, it's like this article being mentioned out of Shotgun News this month where it's so wonderful to have your guns registered. I mean, the NRA argues that in federal courts and tries to block and defeat other good lawsuits that are trying to put the Second Amendment back in place. Well, Jim, thanks for the call. I guess up next is Chris in North Carolina and then Robert in Missouri, and that's it for calls. Or maybe I'll talk. Maybe I'll talk to Joe in New York. Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
First off, I want to say you've done a great job with Prison Planet. I've been taking a look at that for a little while and watched the development of it. And I just want to appreciate and tell you that, you're doing just a great job. I have one main question, actually, and then I'll let you go. I know you've got to get on with your day. The global policy report you were referring to at the beginning of the hour, you said that you were able to cipher the news based off of those. How do you obtain those? How can I obtain them?
Okay. The Council on Foreign Relations has about five different types of reports. The CFR, founded in 1922 to overthrow America publicly. The Council on Foreign Relations puts out their foreign affairs brief every 2 months. It's in all major bookstores. It's called Foreign Affairs. That's their outward propaganda for the general public. But on their website and in interdepartmental reports and reports to the president or Congress or to other private think tanks, they say what they're going to do. You've got PNAC, Project for New American Century. You've got the reports of the Carnegie Foundation. Going back to the 30s, we have these. You've got the Ford Foundation battle plans. You've got Rand Corporation. Then when you know who the members of these groups are, you see them then writing news articles for major magazines and newspapers and on the Sunday news shows, and you can see the different grades of propaganda they're putting out for different audiences. It's very sophisticated, and those are the type of global policy reports that I was talking about.
Well, I do appreciate that information. That's going to that's definitely going to send me in a different direction. I also wanted to make just one more comment. Earlier on, just like yourself or anybody else that is pretty much brand new to all this, spend a lot of time looking for alternative news sources and organizations that can keep you current or whatever. And it's very damaging because you wind up wasting a whole lot of time trying to find...
That's why we have InfoWars.com.
Bless your heart. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm sure I speak for a whole lot of people out there when I say you have done one hell of a job. We appreciate everything, your whole effort. You're doing a great job. You are. I do appreciate everything a great deal. Thank you very much, Alex.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris, in North Carolina. I would just say then help us spread the word. Tell 10 people a day about PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, our local AM and FM affiliates, whether you're listening in Los Angeles or in Austin, Texas, or in upstate New York. Tell 10 people a day. It's easy to do. I do it myself. About the local AM or FM affiliate, about the internet, about the global shortwave frequencies that are at GCNlive.com. Now, what we do, you know, it's not just looking for alternative news sources. Once you know the agenda, you find the news in the mainstream media. You read an LA Times article about how wonderful martial law is. You read a Cigar Aficionado article about how wonderful martial law is. You read this where the generals are saying it's a good thing. Well, we just say it's a bad thing. It's subject to interpretation. So you take the spin off what they're doing. Also, you know, you can go in and what happens is, let's say there's 100 articles a day of pure propaganda in the BBC. But there will be four or five real news stories buried in it without spin. And again, this takes years of study. You have to know the policy reports. You have to watch the globalists, see what they're doing, study their activities, read their battle plans, many of which are public. And then you know what's accurate in the news. Then you know what writers are there as tokens. So what the globalists do to discredit really important real news is they mix it in. And in between Paris Hilton and Michael Jackson and Ilian Gonzalez and you know, all this garbage, they'll have some really important article stuck in there. So we look at the whole spectrum of pap and Hollywood and celebrity and diversions and distractions. We go in and we pick out the police state information, the cashless society control grid information, news on the EU, the really important financial news, not all the pablum, but the serious hard economic data of bankruptcies and foreclosures and public and private and corporate debt and gold prices. And we understand how to get down into the real news spectrum. Okay, we're about action, not rhetoric. We cut through their rhetoric to the core of what's happening. We analyze the enemy's propaganda, and there's a lot we can learn from their propaganda because it's attuned at different layers for different segments of the population. And the biggest thing that we do is we catch them in lies. And that's another way to expose them. Okay, two final calls. Robert in Missouri. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, Alex, I ordered your Matrix of Evil a couple weeks ago. Have you finished producing that yet?
No, yes, sir. And we say take 2 to 3 weeks for delivery, sir. And a lot of folks have been calling in who've gotten it. And what you need to do is anybody who has a question about a delivery of a video, you call 512-291-5750. And Shirley, if she doesn't answer the phone, will call you back within a day. Sometimes she'll call you back in 10 minutes. And we'll check on the status of your order.
Yeah, we're just,
What happened is about the film came out 4 weeks ago, and we only had a few hundred made because I don't sell that much stuff. Those sold out. Then we had the color covers printed, and those were messed up. We had to reprint them. That held us up a week. And so most people are getting it in about 2 weeks. The general delivery time is 7 days from the time we get your order.
Yeah, my friends are just dying to watch it. I make copies of all your tapes for hundreds of people, so.
Oh, good. So you've certainly gotten all the videos in the past.
Yeah, I started listening to you about 4 years ago.
Well, I'm just curious for customer service because culture's kind of changed. You know, 5 years ago, I'd order a sweater. It'd take a month. I didn't complain. I even catch myself calling in 2 weeks, where's the sweater? Because things have gotten, you know, quicker with eBay and stuff. But how fast did you get the other films?
Usually in about 2.5 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, usually it's pretty good.
Yeah, well, then, and you say you ordered 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Well, then, I'm just curious, I don't do the fulfillment stuff, but if you've got them in the past, why? I don't have it in front of me. How could I answer your question?
Somebody said you hadn't quite finished producing it at that time. One of your other listeners said you mentioned that you hadn't quite finished producing the tape.
Well, I said that a month ago.
Oh, okay.
No. I don't offer a tape until it's done.
Okay.
I don't offer it until I've handed the guy the master and he's making and they're making the duplicates.
Let me ask you one more question.
Sure.
One of my friends told me that you said a couple years ago that Child Protective Services is under some kind of Clinton order that they have to double the amount of children they take away from parents or they lose 20%.
Yes, yes.
What's the document on that? Where can I find that?
Well, you notice that I can sit here and tell you the exact titles of articles maybe a few months back. I have a semi-photographic memory. I cannot, from 2-3 years ago, pull that up, but it was a big issue with the family rights groups. It was all over the news because, what is the number? It's something like $30 billion a year goes for Child Protective Services just federally. I mean, it's a massive amount. And they said that you have to double the number of children you grab each year, and Clinton did that in 1998. And I do not have the articles in front of me. That's 4 or 5 years. It's actually been years and years. We may have mentioned it a few years ago, but the key announcements were 3-4 years ago.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time, Alex.
Hey, I want to thank you, Robert, for making copies of the videos. And when you get Matrix of Evil, I want you to make as many copies as you can and get them out to folks.
Yes, sir. Will do.
I appreciate that. And, yes, folks, if you want Matrix of Evil or Road to Tyranny or Masters of Terror or Police State 3, Total Enslavement, or the new book, Order Out of Chaos, call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And your purchase also supports this show, and then I hope you'll do what Robert's done with the videos he's gotten in the past. Hope you'll get it and make copies. And thousands of tapes that I send out over the years turns into millions of tapes. And, yes, it's how I support my operation. And, frankly, I just hired another person in shipping, so now I have two. I'm a big business now. Two people shipping. But it's kind of a catch-22. If you don't buy enough videos, then I won't have any business. 1-888-253-3139. I could have five employees just answering email and phone calls of people having their children taken and their land taken and getting raided. It's amazing. 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The videos are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 apiece. Order three or more of the videos, and they drop down to $20 apiece. So please make the call, write the letter, get the videos. It's so important to spread the word. These are amazing films. You just got to get them. You got to see it to believe it, how much concentrated globalist evil we have them red-handed engaging in. So 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. And that listener was mentioning, oh, I remember what I said about a month ago, more than a month ago now, I had finished Matrix of Evil. And I had sent it off to be duplicated, and I said, stop the presses, bring it back, and I added just a few little video clips to it. I've been known to do that, and so I think that's what they were talking about is why I ended up announcing the release of it a little bit later. But we've got boxes and boxes of them now, and they are shipping out to everyone. Now, I'm sorry, we've got loaded phone lines here, and I just can't take your calls. There's too much news I have to cover here, and I want to do a recap of top stories. Girl 6 locked in dryer for weeks at a time. Toronto Star. Now, as I read the headline this morning, before I even read down to the body, I said it's going to be CPS. I'm not psychic, folks. 90% of the time, the article will say that parents are torturing their children, and it turns out it's CPS. And it was in this case. Now, even Time Magazine admits you're 5 times more likely to be abused in their custody. It's more dangerous in foster care or CPS custody than in a penitentiary, the statistics are. An Ottawa woman has been convicted of locking a six-year-old girl in a clothes dryer where the girl ate, slept, urinated, and defecated for 6 weeks at a time. They need to execute this person. That's torture. Ontario Court Justice James Fontana, who heard the case over 24 days, spread over more than 2 years, convicted the 41-year-old woman, of forcibly confining the girl in the dryer and failing to provide the necessities of life for the child. The girl was in the woman's care because the child's biological mother was unfit to handle the troublesome youngster. The girl is now back with her biological mother. You know, we didn't used to have a lot of misbehavior in this country because we didn't feed two-year-olds Coca-Cola and sugar cookies. And people had love and spent time with their children. Let me tell you something. You spend time with your children and bring them up right, they're not going to misbehave till they hit puberty, folks. That's the way it was always worked in the past. Then they got rebellious, God's way of getting them out of the house. It's biology. Fontana also convicted the woman of two counts of assault for hitting her son repeatedly with a paint stick and slamming his head against the wall. Folks, I see articles every day of CPS torturing kids to death, okay? In Florida, 3,000 of them are missing. They find them dead all the time that the government took. So people say, well, what's wrong with the government? We got bad parents. Who's going to watch the watchers? This is a civil group. If it's criminals, sick the police on abusers. But what is abuse? See, now they're even trying to ban yelling at your children. So I guess when your child runs out in the street, don't yell. That can be abusive. Get out of the street! Unbelievable. And they're trying to ban corporal punishment, which did me a lot of good in high school, although...
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
My friends, My friends, there's a double standard when it comes to the government. Girl 6 locked in dryer for weeks at a time. And, again, they just, later in the article, get into mentioning it's the government. Then I read this article. This is out of the Associated Press. Females secretly videotaped in school restroom. A dozen girls and women were secretly videotaped in a restroom of a suburban high school, and the head custodian has been suspended, according to school officials. And it says, Pittsford Sutherland High School custodian Alan Weems, 52, was suspended November 26th, and videotapes and computer disks were turned over to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, officials said. No charges were immediately filed, the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle reported in Thursday's editions. It appears the videotapes were taken from inside one female restroom at Sutherland High School, and that the people on the videotapes were unaware that they were being recorded. And he says this is a horrible thing. But I got dozens of articles from all over the Western world, from England to the U.S., where they're putting them in the bathroom stalls, in the showers, with 10- and 12-year-old boys and girls in Tennessee, Texas, you name it, Louisiana. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. In fact, I have ABC News here on that, on Infowars.com, and several other articles posted where you can go read about schools putting them in the bathrooms, in the showers. You've all heard about the sexual examinations they do to the 8-year-old girls and the rest of it without even having a permission slip. Your child can get an abortion, but they can't go to the zoo without a permission slip. Isn't that classic? So, I mean, this is incredible. They're all a bunch of perverts. Trust betrayed. School security tapes of kids undressing viewed on the net. ABC News, a Tennessee school district where security cameras were installed in the middle school locker rooms, is accused of allowing images of children changing their clothes to be viewed on the internet. Oh, yeah, they did that, too. And we've had all the lawyers on. That's confirmed. That's from months ago. That was from July 16th. We just type into a search engine, school sued over cameras and showers, and dozens of articles all over the country will pop up. Folks, that's not freedom. I mean, I don't know how else I can say it. That's about as bad as it gets. But see, some pervert does it, and it's bad. Well, why haven't they charged this guy? I guess they probably, his defense will be, well, I just thought I was helping. And, of course, they want to drug test all the children in the schools now, violating their Fourth Amendment. And it's, we've got some of those idiots coming on next week who think this is all great. I'm going to get more neocons on, more liberals, more police state minions here in the future. Down in South Texas, a family of five was kidnapped by Mexican troops who came well over the border to grab them. And this went on November 24th. But nothing has been done. Mexican troops kidnapped Texas family. As many as 8 armed Mexican soldiers crossed the border near a tiny Texas hamlet and kidnapped an American family of 5 last week and are still holding one of them, sources told Newsmax. And the FBI won't talk to the press and says they're not going to do anything. And this is happening all the time. They're killing federal officers, state officers, and the feds will do nothing because they don't want you to know about it. Because they want to break up the Southwest as we go into this whole Pan-American Union. Folks, I want you to have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday from 11 to 2 Central during the day, 9 to midnight at night. And, of course, Friday evening, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time on the Global Shortwave at 5.085 and 6890 on the Internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com or on your local AM or FM station. Support the sponsors, support those stations, tell folks about the broadcast. That's how you can help out. Get out there and fight for the Second Amendment, controlling our borders, land rights, fight to get us out of the UN. We have the power, and when we move, the globalists cannot stand against us. You're the leaders. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns, as Pat Buchanan says, in this culture war for the future of our civilization. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. See you on Monday.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We